Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I asked you if you'd been in a love triangle. Anybody been in listeners? You've been in a love triangle? Are you in one now? I'd like to hear that dirt. 1-800-947-3979. Kelly, you were the one that quickly said, yeah.
Yeah. I found myself in a couple.
I remember the one.
Scenarios.
Another.
Where I didn't know at the time, people would reach out and be like, hey, your boyfriend's my boyfriend. And that would be weird. Those kind of cheating love triangles.
Yes.
And then there were others where I was just dating, you know, a couple people at the same time.
Yeah.
In love.
Did you ever, you've never been in a situation, or have you ever been in a situation where all three parties are aware and the two people that are dating the same person said, all right, well, I'm going to win. And then they just, like where you see in TV where it's like, no, I'm going to date them harder than you, so to speak.
They didn't come out and say it quite like that, but there was definitely somebody. I was dating these two guys at one point in Atlanta, and one of them was like, I don't love that you're doing this, but I'm going to stick around because I want you
win.
In the end.
Oof.
Yeah. And
did
then
he win?
I dated him for a little while after that. I mean, obviously it didn't work out.
Yeah.
But most of the love triangles I found myself in are I get the hey girly text message where I don't realize there's another woman and that sucks, or I don't realize that I'm the other woman and that sucks.
Steve, are you in a love triangle?
Yeah, when I was like 15.
Okay.
So it was, my friend was dating a girl and then I was kind of dating the girl at the same time. And we were all kind of aware of what was going on. That's what I consider love triangle is when everybody knows.
Yeah.
Yeah. And accept it even if you hate it.
Yeah.
Kelly's, she was finding out she was in a triangle that she thought was a line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finding out, you're being cheated on, I don't look at it the same as love triangle.
Well, you're just not in control of the triangle in that particular situation, but it's still a triangle. There's three people involved.
Still three people.
Steve, who got the girl? You or your friend?
I don't know. We both dated her a couple of times. I'm not sure what the order was. I think I technically won because I dated her last.
Who got to the hole first?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Does it make you uncomfortable thinking about it?
Who punched the beef the most? Or is that, or were you still just stuck in the sleeve at 15?
Oh,
no,
yeah.
This was
what if you reached up the sleeve and found his hand in there? Like those doctors we talked about yesterday, one up the canal and one through the belly.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to reach out to some people and see if we can break down the timeline.
Do you think it would be uncomfortable for you if we got the two of them on the phone as well and we asked all of you these questions?
I think it would be fun.
Would she think it's fun?
I haven't talked to her in years.
And did you stay friends with the guy?
Yeah.
Did we meet him?
Yeah, it's Doug.
Ah! I thought it might be. I don't know why. I just jumped to that conclusion.
Doug would have a blast with it.
He would.
Doug would have so much fun with it. I'm not sure. I think that she would too.
Well, this is a news story about it. I mean, it's in West Virginia, so I'm calling it a West Virginia threesome, but I said it like a West Virginia threesome is something you can look up on Urban Dictionary. One's a possum. But that's not the case. But this got real. They kind of make it on the news like, hey, this is fun. Not for the person who was on the business end. Let's see.
Three people were arrested in West Virginia in connection with a love triangle situation gone wrong.
I don't know where you're looking.
Yeah, you're looking at the wrong camera with the wrong eyes.
Thank you for joining us for 7 News at 10. I'm Stephen Moore. Moundsville police say they received a report that a woman was threatened with bodily injury by Clarissa Mosser, Maggie Denham, and Chaz Suarez.
Oh, Chaz.
How can Maggie Denham and a guy named Chaz cause trouble?
Chaz Suarez.
The victim claims that she was staying at the residence that belonged to Mosser and that she and Mosser had a verbal altercation a few days before talking to police over dating the same man. The victim claims she thought the issue was resolved. On July 11th, the victim says that she was awoken from her sleep and threatened with weapons.
Okay, so she thinks it's resolved and she's rooming with the one leg of the triangle.
Okay, all right.
And then she's awakened with weapons. This is bonkers.
Oh, I thought you were done boinking Chaz.
He wouldn't allow her to leave the room, yelled at her, threatened her. The one young lady had a pair of brass knuckles. And
what decade is this?
As one does.
In a West Virginia love triangle?
Yeah, brass knuckles. You gotta have those. That's like the first thing you get.
She also produced a firearm that she gave to the roommate, the confronting person, and made statements that it had three bullets in it and it was ready to go. And meanwhile, they brought a young man with them who was wanted for an armed robbery. And he was also
obviously
keeps throwing these details in casually, like he led with brass knuckles. That seems small.
I'm not sure.
They also had a couple of guns.
I'm not sure if he gets to it, though, but the one handgun was a pink camo handgun.
Seriously? Yeah.
This guy is speaking like this all unfolded one like 10 seconds after he just plated some nice warm quiche. Like, and all he wanted to do was eat it, and then this all unfolded, and he's just like, and then it was the young man who was wanted. I had to apprehend him, but I just wanted to eat.
I just wanted it before it fell.
Brandishing a pistol. So they confronted the young lady, threatened her with bodily harm, et cetera, and then they left. So when they left, the young lady called the police.
That's when my food got cold. And now here I am several hours later, and it's still there.
Both Mosser and Denham are currently in the Northern Regional Jail. Suarez was eventually arrested by U.S. Marshals for his suspected involvement in a violent home invasion. All three were charged with wanton endangerment, unlawful detention, and conspiracy to commit a felony. For more details, visit WTRF.com.
Yeah, by all means, don't tell us the details on the news.
No.
Imagine there are lots of good people listening right now who are like, the dating world is so hard. I can't find a good person to date. Meanwhile, this loser has so many felonies, and he's got women fighting over him.
But it's those two.
Yeah, well,
I mean, I'd rather have a difficult time finding the right one than to just settle for those two.
But there's someone for everyone.
You're right, Hot Wings. Yeah. You're right. I remember in college, the first year I lived with Hot Wings and the other guys that we lived with, one of our roommates decided right before school, he got a full-time job, and he said, hey, I'm not going to take classes this year. I'm just going to work. Mm-hmm. And all of us were like, okay, but like, that's a completely different lifestyle.
Yeah.
And it was fine. But there was one week where he had a lot of people back at our apartment, like later at night when the rest of us were trying to sleep. And my bedroom was right off the living room. And he had this girl back that I was not fond of because she was loud and obnoxious. And I heard him say, now the doors were those hollow core doors, didn't go all the way to the ground. So you couldn't be quiet enough not to wake someone up.
It was pretty difficult in that apartment.
A mosquito farted and you're like, what's that? What about that? So I hear him say, hey, quiet down. My roommates are sleeping. And she went, I don't even care. And I'm like, I want to stab her and him. Mm-hmm. So I go out there and I go, hey, man, trying to sleep. And he goes, I know. I'm really sorry. And then he comes back and he goes, I've gotten laid from three different women in the first three nights of this week. And it's about to be four. And inside, I thought, I wouldn't have let any of them touch me at all.
Yeah, but
these are four gross women. Yeah,
but we saw them, man.
Yeah. Like, this isn't Penthouse Forum. You didn't write a good letter. I know that they're wildebeests.
Yeah.
You know, this one looks like pudding came to life from a buffet. Like,
you're like Shane Gillis with the threes, man.
So, yeah, everybody has their standards.
His were low.
At the moment. God, I love them.
There's a girl I used to work with at a grocery store when I worked there in high school and a little bit after. And that woman was so weird. So weird. But she has been engaged more times than I've been on a first date ever. Like,
that's impressive.
Does she never seal the deal?
No.
She's good at engagement.
But she dates these guys for like 3 months. And then she just posts, oh, so-and-so and I are engaged. I'm so in love, never been so happy. And then 2 months later, she's like, oh my gosh, this new guy is the love of my life.
Oh, one of those.
Like, wow, yeah. So it's that quick.
Okay. She's been engaged probably four times in the past 4 years.
Wow.
Do you think the guys knew she was engaged to them? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, I would not
like
put
in
that.
In her mind, she just believed they were.
I would not put that past her. I never thought about that.
Okay, so her approximate age, close to yours?
A little 20s, bit older.
Like 30s?
Yeah.
If you met someone in their mid-30s and they told you they had, if they were honest and said, I've been engaged four times in the last 2.5 years, it's not the reddest of red flags.
That's pretty red, though.
Pretty red.
If they said it with brass knuckles on, maybe it's the reddest.
Pretty red.
But that's really red, right?
That is really red, yes. Because that means that's somebody who is not very discerning and doesn't know what they want and doesn't understand actual.
And also they take major relationship milestones not very seriously.
Yeah.
Right? If you're just doing it over and over again.
I mean, same with somebody who's been married a ton of times. You know, once or twice, like that happens. Sometimes things don't go well. But especially if they're like, you know, it's like, well, I've been married 4 times. And the grand total was for 2.5 years. You know, you go, okay. that's a lot. That's too many.
That's not good.
Yeah. I was somebody's third wife. And
you have some feelings on this?
Flag. And I mean, he was married for a long time to his first and about half that for his second and about 7 months to me before it was like, okay, same feeling of,
oh man,
you take these major milestones that like are so important that I never thought I'd ever do in my whole life. And then you don't take them seriously. That's cool.
Yeah.
And that's what that woman is, right? Those people, it's like, I always say it's Mr. or Mrs. Options and Opportunities. They love the options. They love the opportunities.
And the excitement. And the congratulations. When's the date?
Yeah. And then, you know, for whatever reason, whether it's self-destruction or self-destructive behavior or because it just doesn't work out, whatever it is, that moment they find that door, they're out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I got a girlfriend like that. There were a couple years there where I thought she was engaged to the same dude. And I only ever knew her really through friends. And so when I went back home one time, I was like, oh, hell yeah, I get to see her. And I asked her and her husband were doing. She goes, oh, my gosh, that's 3 husbands ago. 3 husbands. She'd been married 4 times at that point. And they all looked exactly like, to the point, like I followed her along on social media. Thought it had been the same guy every time.
Wow.
I was like, what?
That's really having a type.
Oh, my God. They all look the same. It's crazy. But, like, that's who she is. She's just, like, a little crazy. Just a little crazy. I'm like, you got to be married and engaged that many times. Yeah.
Yeah, that's somebody who has, like, one small argument. And they're like, it's over.
Yeah.
Can't work on this.
Yeah.
And then they fall in love as soon as they get to the hotel they're staying at that night. This text. Going back to that feeling of, wait, this person's been engaged 4 times and I'm having trouble on dating apps. This text from Wisconsin. My friend was watching the documentary Making a Murderer on Netflix, and he said, this show is just so depressing. And we all assumed because it's a depressing story about a missing woman and this family that, regardless of how you feel about that documentary, it's filled with depression. And the guy goes, and he said, yeah, it's pretty hard watching all of that. And he goes, no, I like the show. It's just that this guy's a mess, and he's had a girlfriend at virtually every point of his life, and I can't get one. Why, that is a bad feeling. When Stephen Avery from Making a Murderer is lapping your romantic life, when his real life is better than your sexual fantasy life, join a nunnery.
I think that's good, though. That means
take her to nun school.
Yeah. That means you've got standards, I think.
I think so.
Yeah, that means you could easily go get the same types of people that guy gets.
Right.
You just don't want them.
Exactly. I think anybody, again, can find an option and opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
If you have zero standards and you just want to fill a blank.
It's like the drop says, every hole is a chance for glory.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Whoa, this text. My dad has been married and divorced 6 times. My partner's mom was married and divorced 10 times in Pennsylvania. Before they banned her from getting married again legally there.
Wow, they made like a law just for her. Like
there's a ceiling.
You can't hit double digits.
The Commonwealth has passed the Gloria Law.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
21+ terms and conditions apply.